I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Solvang, California. Right now, we're at Old Mission San Ynez, in the heart of town. And we're here with Pat Fallon, who is a senior warden over at St. Mark's in Los Olivos, and Genevieve Geiser, coordinator for the San Ynez Christmas Basket Program here at the Mission. Hi.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Good.
Hi. Glad to be here. Welcome. Welcome to Solvang.
Yeah, this is great. Well, it's holiday season.
It is.
And this is a real special time of year for y'all, isn't it?
Very busy. And special. Like I say, it's a magical time for everyone.
So you're in charge of the Christmas Basket Program for the whole valley.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. We've been doing this for about 15 years. Now I've been coordinating it for the last six.
And tell us, how did it start?
It started probably maybe 20 years ago with a few women at the Old Mission who recognized that there were families in the parish that were really struggling and had nothing, and they got the great idea to do something special for them at the Christmas time. So they put together baskets of food, and then that developed into, oh, let's put some presents in so the kids have something. And then about 15 years ago, it became more of a formalized program where they actually went out and sought families and had a structure to the program where every family received the same thing, which was a large bin, one of these 18-gallon plastic bins full of food, and presents for every family member. And they have identified mostly families from the parish itself. But as it went on, it started to reach farther and farther into the valley, and a gal by the name of Michelle Streeter really put it on the map. She got a huge group of volunteers together, and they used to take care of almost 100 families a year. When she needed to pass the torch to someone else, she asked me if I would help. I'd been helping her for about 3 years at that point, and take it over. And I thought, oh, I'm not sure I'm up to that. But I thought, God willing, we'll give it a shot. And so I took it over, and we've been doing it ever since. We've started reaching out to more organizations in the valley in terms of fundraising for the food, as well as to help us with the ever-increasing number of families. And we went to, I went to a meeting. We have this partners group that gets together all the charitable and different organizations in town, get together a couple times a year and talk about what's wrong in the valley. What do we need to address? Are there problems that we as individuals or groups can serve? Are there people in need of different things? And from that group, Reverend Randall from the St. Mark's Church was there, and I talked about the Christmas baskets, and he goes, oh my gosh, we want to get involved in that. And he jumped on it, and the Presbyterian Church, and of course St. Vincent de Paul Society has been a big part of this program, really.
From the beginning,
From the beginning.
Yeah.
I was not a Vincentian when I first started with the basket program, but I became a Vincentian the second year. I realized there was a greater need year-round, not just at Christmas.
And you have Salvation Army.
Oh, my gosh.
What are some of the other organizations?
We have over 30 organizations, individuals, and groups. I can read you a list. I hate to do this to all of you.
Well, give me a short highlight.
The Salvation Army, of course, the San Ynez Band of Chumash Indian Foundation. The Valley Foundation helps us. The Christian Science Society, St. Mark's in the Valley is one of our biggest supporters in terms of adopting families and in terms of financial support. The the preschool at San Ynez Valley Charter School takes a family per class, and they adopt them and provide the presents for them. The Los Olivos Rotary, the Morning Rotary, and El Rancho Market, who we couldn't do it without. They have been just extraordinary. They provide fresh chickens for every family, and they've done it every single year.
Man, that's
just
so
remarkable.
Cool.
We have the Girl Scouts. We have the Boy Scouts. We have 4-H. I mean,
it's everybody you could
imagine. We even got Costco to chip in a little bit, and that was no easy task, but we managed to get them as well. And it has been so inspiring. Every year, new people come to me. I had the Latter-day Saints, Church of the Latter-day Saints, called me on the phone and says, we have to do this.
Nice.
So it just makes you feel so good. I've never lived in a place where people just step up. And I'm a military brat, so I lived everywhere.
That's okay.
And so I've seen it all, but this is the most remarkable place. People just want to help.
Pat, tell us about your connection and how you became involved in what is most touching.
Well, I got started in this about, I think this is my fifth Christmas, when I was asked at I'm a member at St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Los Olivos, and I was asked to head up the Christmas basket program for them. And so we adopt about 60 families every year. And then I also go and help. We have a wrapping session after before the baskets are distributed, and we assemble. I'm there when the baskets are brought in by the people that have adopted the families, and on distribution day. So
we have to have her. We can't do without her.
So I really gotten involved, but Genevieve does the, she's the captain of the ship. So
well, one of the interesting things is you just read off an incredible list of supporters. Mm-hmm. And yet I understand what the word I hear is that you're still in need of support, financial and otherwise.
We are.
Tell us what you need and how somebody could help.
We do need help to buy the food. It's wonderful to adopt a family and buy presents for them. That's really exciting, and it's really easy to jump on that. But it's harder to just give money, because you don't see where it goes. And it's not as romantic, say, to buy a box of Cheerios or to buy a bag of beans. But that's where we really need it. We provide for each family not only the box of presents, but what I think is really the most important for most of these families, which is the bin of food. It weighs over 45 pounds and contains 20 to 25 items, the staples and also some fun things. We put in cake mix, and we put in, you know, pancake mix and syrup, peanut butter and jelly, so extra things. And all of that costs a great deal, as you know, if you go to the supermarket. So our struggle is to pay for the food that goes in it and the gift cards that we give the families.
So twofold. What would be the most expeditious for you would be, as much or more, if people were to donate money so that you could translate into surgically purchasing food and buying of the gift cards.
Right. We have no expenses. Everything that we do goes to the families. All of any expense that there would be, printing or boxes or any of that, that's all covered by volunteers. That's all given to us, or we pay for it ourselves, so that every dime goes to the family. And it's easy to do. You could send a check to the Old Mission San Ynez with a little memo to the Christmas Basket Program. It's fully deductible. We'll send you a letter for your income taxes. We're a 501c3, so anything, even the presents, whatever is donated, we can use extra things as well. An extra jacket. There's always a need where a family could use a little extra pair of pajamas. If you just want to go shop for a few items, that we could definitely use that as well. So there's a variety of ways to help, and we'd be delighted with anything that people could do.
Great. Well, going forward, as I understand, it's December 18th when the gift baskets are handed out.
Tell us
about that experience.
That's correct. On the afternoon between 1 and 5 of December 18th, all of our families come to pick up the baskets. And many times it's the parents, and I actually encourage the parents to come without the children. It's really important to me, the thought that these parents are empowered by this. What a wonderful thing to be Santa for your children. That's a gift we all have, and we forget. These are families that don't have that. They have nothing often to give the children. So if they can provide that for their kids, just like everybody else does, I think it gives them a real sense of self-worth, and really for their children to look up at them and realize that they've done this for them is a wonderful gift to give to that parent. Mm-hmm. And so, but anyway, they come on Friday afternoon, everything is anonymous. Nobody knows who's who. Each family is numbered. The parents come to a particular door in the parish hall at the Old Mission, where we have their gift card waiting for them, and there's a number on the front. And we give them that. They go to the opposite end of the hall, where we have volunteers who have already gathered their food basket, their chickens, their gifts cards, and their gifts, and are ready to take them to their car. So we have many, many volunteers, the youth group at the mission. I've got kids that are home on holidays whose mother said, "You go do something good," and they send them over. We get kids from St. Mark's that come and help. And, of course, adults that just love to see and be a part of it. It's a wonderful day.
That's really cool.
Well, it's one of those where sometimes there's not a dry eye there when you when you see the joy on the faces of the families, knowing, as Genevieve said, that they're going to be able to provide Christmas for their children, when in some times I'm sure they wondered if they would be able to do that. And so it's a very rewarding feeling to watch them gather their gifts and the food.
That's so cool. For further information, how would somebody find out more about the program?
They can contact me directly. My phone number is area code 805-688-2106. My cell phone, I'll give you as well. It's 805-452-3140, or at my email, genlg@verizon.net. And I'm happy to send any information. You may also stop by the mission. I've left some brochures with the office. So if you have an interest, we would love to have you check us out.
Awesome. And I think that it's highly recommended to come and experience the mission San Ynez.
Oh, it's not to be missed. While you're here, don't pass up a chance to take a tour. I think you'll be astounded at how wonderfully they've cared for this old mission. And the information that's there. It's just a beautiful place. We're so lucky to be here.
Genevieve Geiser, coordinator of the San Ynez Christmas Basket Program. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Tom.
My pleasure. Pat Fallon, senior warden at St. Mark's in Los Olivos and ardent coordinator and worker in the Christmas Basket Program. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you for telling our story.
My pleasure. I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Solvang, California.